Hey guys, this is your girl Lira, and you're listening to Self-Reflection Podcast. Thank you guys for joining me on another episode of Self-Reflection Podcast. I hope this podcast episode finds you in the best possible state that you can be in for yourself today. And if you're not doing your best, I hope find some time to care for your mental health, physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, and your psychological health. You know, I hope you find some time to do some self-reflection. Just gather yourself and find the best possible way you can deal with what you're dealing with in this moment, right? Whatever is that, meaning you talking to somebody, you know, depending on what you're going through. What if that meaning you actually spending time alone? What if that means you finding a supportive team to work with in this moment? Whatever type of support you need, right? I hope you get that in this moment. You know, I encourage everyone, please don't be afraid to go out and ask for help. You know, don't be afraid to go out and ask for help, because one of the reasons why we don't fully heal, or one of the reasons why we don't go on a healing journey, is because we're afraid to ask for help. One of the reasons why we stop ourselves from achieving the goals that we want to achieve is because we are afraid and insecure to ask for help, right? We are insecure in that space. So please don't feel ashamed if you need support. You know what I'm saying? We all need help at some point in our life. We all do. Please get that support that you need. Before we get into our podcast episode for today, I want to ask you, did you listen to our last week episode? And also, did you join us on our Sunday self-reflection? If so, please, I would love to hear from you. Drop a comment in the comment section. Also, please do not forget to like, share, and subscribe on our channel if you haven't done so already. All right, guys, let's get into our podcast episode for today.
For us to continue to say social media is ruining Black relationships or relationships in general, I think it's a disservice to ourselves.
But when I tell you social media is amplifying the divide between Black men and Black women, pages like Justin LA Boy, pages like Spiritual World, who take the most toxic messages from Twitter and all other platforms, put them in one space that are purposely perpetuating narratives that we really aren't interacting with in the real world. You go on a date, you're not having these conversations, but you go on social media and these conversations are constantly repeated, and none of it is solution focused. It's all what they do, what's not being done, and it's not productive. It's not pushing us forward. And what's happening is we are internalizing a lot of trauma that does not belong to us.
So say it again.
So we are internalizing a lot of relationship trauma that does not belong to us. So let's say for me personally, right, I've never been cheated on. But let's say I go and I follow a bunch of women who talk about the fact that, oh, I've been cheated on. All these niggas cheat. They steady cheating. I'm going to sit there.
I saw this video on Instagram and I decided to share my opinion underneath this video when I saw the video. And it seems as if a lot of people were actually, you know, interested in what I had to say. A lot of people find my comment underneath this video relatable. So I'm going to share my thoughts, what I shared underneath this post on Instagram, and then we can chat about it a little bit more. I said, the problem isn't social media. The problem is people. People are followers. People don't know how to make decisions for themselves. People don't want to think for themselves. They will rather follow a crowd and fit in than stand alone and stand out. Unfortunately, social media is the platform that shows our lack of accountability as we continue to blame it instead of taking responsibility for our traumas and the fact that many of us are afraid to go down that healing journey. Are there bad apples in the bunch? Of course. But for us to continue to say social media is ruining Black relationships or relationships in general, I think it's a disservice to ourselves. You know, this is my thought about this woman's comment saying that social media is the cause for our problems, for our pain in our relationships. She mentioned towards the end of the video that, you know, she has never been cheated on, but when she goes on social media, or if she goes on social media and she starts screwing around, and she see a bunch of women that are sharing their experience that men are cheaters, and, you know, she starts to internalize all of those trauma from their relationship. You know, I would say here, ma'am, That's your choice of wanting to follow these news blogs, of wanting to follow those pages, of wanting to follow those women that continue to talk about men cheating. You know what I'm saying? Social media is so vast in a way that you get to choose what you see on your feed. Like, that's how beautiful social media can be. You know, I'm not saying social media is the best place to be at or the best place to take advice from. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you have the choice here. You have the choice to choose if you want to follow women on your timeline that continue to talk about their own trauma. And when she talks about how social media is ruining relationships or Black families, those people that come on social media and share their experience are real people with real experience. That's the reality of it. So social media didn't go into those people's homes and tell the guy or the girl to go and cheat. Social media did not go into that relationship and tell them to be abusive towards each other. Social media did not go into, you know, those relationships and tell them to neglect their own emotions and neglect themselves. People are choosing to do those. Those are people's choices. You know, us as a community, we are choosing not to heal. We are choosing not to heal as people. That's just the reality of it. You know, because when you look at it, it's people that are putting out the toxic content, right? It's people that are putting out this toxic energy into the world. It's not social media. Social media is just a platform that holds our toxicity. The thing is, I think that social media is showing us in our faces what is truly going on in the society. That's just what it is. Social media is merely a reflection of what the society is. That's what social media is, you know.
We're going to go on a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Wanting to lose weight, wanting to control your diet, wanting to be a little bit more healthier, wanting to have beautiful, fresh skin, try Prolong. Here are 5 benefits of using the product Prolong. 1, you decrease blood pressure. 2, cellulite rejuvenation. You increase your cells in the body, rebuild new cells. 3, you enhance your metabolic function. 4, you improve blood sugar level. 5, you reduce inflammation in the body.
Check out Prolong 5 Days Nutritional Program and subscribe to the program every 4 months for the best results by going to prolonglive.com. That is prolonglive.com. And for you, my dear self-reflection family, you get 20% off with code SELF10 at checkout. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us on this conversation. Let's get back to our podcast.
So, you know, to this lady and anyone else that continue to say social media is ruining Black families, ruining relationships, you know, social media isn't. People just don't want to heal their trauma. People don't want to take accountability for the actions that they're taking. Whether if it's you just scrolling on the internet, looking at all of this toxic energy, or is you just scrolling on the internet, absorbing all this toxic energy, or is you watching TV, you know, or is you actually in the community doing the dirt, you know, cheating, hurting your partner, whatever else, right, you're doing to make relationships not work. But social media is not the cause for the downfalls of Black marriages. You know, social media is not. Before social media was here, Black marriages were failing. You know, or relationships in general. People were not getting along. Social media is just a reflection, right? Social media is just a mirror of what is happening in the society.
I do want to say, I do agree with her on some parts. I do agree with her when she says that when people go on the internet, they are internalizing other people's trauma, right? Because the internet is so open, right? Anyone could see anything at any time, right? The internet is so open, especially if you are not conscious about the type of pages that you're following, you know, the type of messages that you're following, the people that you're following, right? If you're not conscious about what type of content they're creating, you know, yes, you are open to seeing anything, right? And if a kid was to go on a phone, on their parents' phone, Like, they could literally see anything on social media, right? Yes, I do agree with that, that social media is dangerous. Social media allows people to pour their trauma on there and other people absorb that negative energy, right? I also do agree with her saying that, you know, social media is pushing out negative content. Social media has some type of agenda that is trying to push out messages that are not healing, are not helping other people, messages that are toxic to the community, right? I do agree that social media is definitely pushing that, or media in general is definitely pushing that type of energy when, you know, when we look at it, right? However, the thing that I'm saying is that when we continue to give, you know, social media the responsibility, right? When we continue to blame social media, you know, we are now not taking accountability for what we're actually doing, right? We're now blaming social media, that social media is the reason for X, Y, and Z, you know, instead of us taking accountability and taking more conscious decisions, right? Decisions that are better for us, right? When we sit in our homes and we look at social media and we compare our lives to people that are living on social media, or we are watching shows or movies or things that are not healthy for us, right? When we sit and we absorb all that negativity, all that low vibration content, you know, yes, it can impact us in our lives. Yes, it can, you know, affect how we see ourselves, how we interact with the world. However, my point is for us to take responsibility and take our power back, you know, instead of giving social media that much power over us. But I do agree with her on some points. However, I do believe that it is our responsibility to remove the things that are on social media, right? It is our responsibility to hold ourselves accountable for how our relationships are going, especially if they are like intimate relationships.
Self-Reflection Podcast is currently streaming on any platform you get your podcast from. Also, we have now started to upload some of our videos on YouTube. So Self-Reflection Podcast is now available on YouTube by Lyra Indefon. So check us out on YouTube at Self-Reflection Podcast. Please subscribe, share the podcast with one other person, and also leave your comments. And don't forget to hit the like button. I want to encourage people in this moment to, you know, before you get in a relationship, I'm not a relationship expert, but before you get into a relationship, maybe check in with yourself, see if you are healthy enough to be in a relationship, you know, see if you are in a stable mind, in a stable place spiritually, in a stable place financially, if you are in a stable place physically, you know, because all of these things plays a part in why relationships don't work. And when we continue to blame social media, we're doing a disservice to ourselves. Let's take accountability to why our relationships are not working in the society. Social media ain't ruining nobody's relationship. You know, social media is just a tool. Black people, people in general, are ruining their own relationships. For either reason, whatever the reason is, people are the one ruining their own relationships. That's just the reality. And sometimes you have to break up with someone. Sometimes you have to let things go. Sometimes you have to move on. And that's what it is. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about relationships being ruined. And the only person that could ruin a relationship is the people that are in the relationship. What if you let outside influence influence you to ruin your relationship? You let, you know, your self-esteem, you let yourself ruin your relationship. But you're the only one that could ruin your relationship. And, you know, I just pray that we go on a healing journey as a society. I pray that every individual goes on their own personal healing journey. I hope you have a blessed day. Take care of yourself, love yourself, be kind, and be gentle with yourself. Until next time, bye for now, and stop blaming social media. It's not ruining your relationship. You are.